说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese.
If you are a newcomer to the Chinese language, hello, a newbie, because we are Chinese Pod and we're bringing you a very basic lesson in spoken Mandarin today. And my name is Ken Carroll.
Hi, I'm Jenny.
Now, Jenny, we have a simple lesson here today.
Yes,
do we not?
Yes, we do. And it's very high frequency language regarding nationalities.
Okay, excellent. Do you want to give us a clue or take a word in anticipation?
Yes.
Of the lesson. Give us something, a sound or a word we might hear.
国. That's a second tone.
Second tone. Now let's just listen to that for a second. Let's hear it again, please, Jenny.
国. Very good.
What does that mean, Jenny?
国 means a country.
Country.
Yes.
Wow.
And you're going to hear that word several times in the dialogue.
Okay, so let's listen now for the word 国. Now, there are the four tones in Chinese. That happens to be the second tone.
Yes.
Don't fixate on the tones in the early stages of Mandarin because it's just not a good idea. Anyway, so we've got a little dialogue. What we're going to do is we play the dialogue three times. You'll hear 国 several times in there.
Yes.
And then we'll translate it, and then we'll help you to sort of take it apart. And by the end of this lesson, 10 or 12 minutes from now, you'll know your first sentences in Chinese.
Yeah, let's listen to the dialogue.
Yeah.
你是美国人吗?
不是, 我是英国人。 你呢?
我是法国人。
Second time.
你是美国人吗?
不是, 我是英国人。 你呢?
我是法国人。
Third time.
你是美国人吗?
不是, 我是英国人。 你呢?
我是法国人。
Okay, well, let's do the translation now.
Sure. 你是美国人吗?
Are you American?
你是美国人吗?
Are you American?
你是美国人吗? 不是,我是英国人,你呢?
No, I'm English. And you?
不是,我是英国人,你呢?
No, I'm from England. And you?
不是,我是英国人,你呢? 我是法国人。I'm
French.
我是法国人。
I'm from France.
我是法国人。Now,
some interesting stuff here we can take a look at.
Yes.
Now, remember the word for country again is
国。国。国。
Now, let's look at the first sentence. Now, remember, the question here was, are you American? This is how you say it.
你是美国人吗? 你是美国人吗?
Now, let's look at the sentence from the back. The last word in the sentence is
the particle 妈, 妈,
妈. Now, what 妈 does here is creates a question. That's right. Whenever you hear a sentence in Chinese with 妈 at the end of it, you know you have a question on your hands. All right. So we know we've got a question. And we know in English the question means, are you American? So let's hear it again.
你是美国人吗? 你是美国人吗?
Okay, now, we said that the word for country is
国,
and the way we say America is
美国. Pretty much a transliteration.
Yes, it sounds like America, 美国, kind of, yeah. Now, and the word for person is
人. Also a second tone.
Second tone. 人, meaning person.
Yes.
Or people.
Yeah.
Right. So when you put together American people, you say
美国人美国人
美国人
Yes. So that's how you create a person of a nationality. You put the name of the country together with the word 人,
人. Mm. So let me ask you a question, Jenny. Are you a 美国人?
No, 不是
You're not 美国人
No, what about you?
No, I'm also not 美国人 I'm not American. We'll talk about that later.
How?
Yeah. So the full sentence, let's hear the full sentence now.
你是美国人吗?你是美国人吗?
Now we have the verb 是 here, meaning to be.
To be.
And we have a pronoun.
你,你。
Meaning?
You.
You. So let's put the whole thing together. And it's literally, is you are American person, question mark.
你是美国人吗?你是美国人吗?
Great. There's a question. That's your, are you American?
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Chinese Pod Trivia. Our first question is, how long will it take you to become an intermediate Chinese speaker using the Chinese Pod app? Is it A, the rest of your life? B, you should already be an intermediate speaker? C, 3 months? Or D, Chinese Pod has an app?
You should already be in.
Ooh, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, 3 months. That's right. Head over to ChinesePod.com now to register for your access to over 4,000 lessons. Get the ChinesePod app now on Google Play or the App Store.
I imagine this kind of conversation would happen maybe perhaps in a language school or something.
Yeah.
So people
you're learning Chinese.
You're learning Chinese with other nationalities.
Practicing.
You're practicing in the classroom. You're meeting some others and you don't know where they're from.
Yes.
You want to know if that person's American. 你是美国人吗? There you go.
Or between a native Chinese and you.
Yes.
So you'll still be able to conduct the conversation.
That particular sentence would work perfectly well there. Now, you want to say, I'm not.
不是。不是
不是 Now, the verb 是 again means to be. And the negative form is
不不
So 不 essentially means no or not. So 不是 means not.
Not.
Okay, so are you American? No, 不是
不是
Now, so where is this person from?
我是英国人我是英国人
Now, you can hear 人英国人 The 人 once again is person
Yes.
You might have picked up on the 国 also
Meaning country
Country And so you have
英英
Now, 英 which is a first tone
Yes.
Meaning
What does that sound like
Sounds
to
like
you?
England
Yeah, exactly
There it is 英国人
我是英国人
Yes, which is the English country person 我是英国人
Yeah
I'm not really 英国人, I'm just practicing.
I know.
我是英国人.
And that's somewhat a sensitive topic.
No, I wouldn't worry too much about that. And now, so that's how you say, I'm an English person. Let's hear it again, please, Johnny.
我是英国人.
Yeah. Now, you want to ask them, how about you?
你呢?你呢?
So there's the pronoun again, 你. So 你呢? It's just a good way of saying, and you? How about you? 你呢?
你呢?
All right. Well, where is your friend from?
我是法国人。我是法国人。
Now, all the elements are still here, right?
Yeah.
We have a new pronoun, which is
我。我。
Now, 我, third tone means
I.
We have the verb to be.
我是。是。
And we have a new word here.
法国。国人
Now, you might have picked up here on the 国人 meaning
person
of a certain nationality.
Country, yes.
And in this case, it's
法, 法
Third tone, 法 meaning
France.
法国人
法国人
There you go. Let's contrast the three countries here. Now, an American.
美国人美国人
An Englishman or woman.
英国人英国人
And a French person.
法国人法国人
So you got to hear the sounds kind of roughly approximate, not
yes.
very closely. Anyway, so there you go. That's your first dialogue, perhaps, in Chinese. Let's listen to that three more times, shall
sure.
we?
Sure. Dialogue, first time.
你是美国人吗?
不是。我是英国人。 你呢？
我是法国人。
Second time。
你是美国人吗？
不是，我是英国人。你呢？
我是法国人。
Third time。
你是美国人吗？
不是，我是英国人。你呢？
我是法国人。
Okay, so we had some really key phrases here. The first thing I want to look at, you know, briefly is when you're creating a question in Chinese, you just put the particle
ma at the end of the sentence. Essentially yes or no question.
Yeah, we had a couple of useful pronouns. The pronoun for I or me is
我
and you is
你
the verb to be
是
Great. And we had three countries. The first one was America.
美国.
Then we had England.
英国.
And France.
法国.
So by adding the word 人, meaning person, to those three, you get the adjective American.
美国人. 英国人 and 法国人.
There you go.
Three nationalities. Yeah. You know, Ken, this,
yes,
I think, perfectly demonstrates your Lego approach to language.
Yes, yes.
You have a lot of common elements.
Yes.
It's by mixing them with different words.
Yes.
You get new, more vocabulary.
Exactly, yeah. I think that's a good way to describe it, the Lego approach, where you learn these small chunks of language, small chunks of, you know, small items, and you figure out where they can be slotted in to create sentences. Learning Chinese, like, word by word as sort of totally individual units is hard because you've got the tones, and there's so many homonyms in Chinese, words that sound similar to other words, that is really better to learn chunks of words, and that's something that we emphasize all of the time. This is also known as the lexical approach to learn, and so it's better to learn chunks of words and see where they slot in.
Yes,
and this also is about patterns. It's by identifying patterns, that's how you make connections in your brain.
But of course, if you want to drill in a bit more or concentrate on the pronunciation, we'll have that at ChinesePod.com.
Indeed. So go to ChinesePod.com and explore the wonderful world of the Mandarin language. I don't think you'll be disappointed. It's all there.
I have never been disappointed. After 2.5 years.
Ah, yes, indeed.
I'm still on a high.
Great. Well done. Well, we'll be back tomorrow again, still on a high with another lesson.
Yes.
But right now we have to say
再见.
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.chinesepod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number
0821.
So just go to www.chinesepod.com/0821 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.chinesepod.com/0821.